It is a busy time of year for high school softball. I just had Coach Melissa Hill here of Mercer. She is saying how much they played last week. They were supposed to play Saturday. That didn't happen. If you were up in the Harrison-Mercer County area Saturday morning, you know why that didn't happen. It rained hard for about a 4 or 5 hour stretch. But field looks good. You got games coming up tonight. You were telling me pretty much all week long, with just a couple of exceptions, you expect to play ball.
We do. The field looks pretty good this morning. We've got a great group of people who definitely understand how important it is to get these games in. And so we've got a great group of people already working on the field and getting things prepared for this evening.
When you get rivalry games, especially when it's closer and dramatic, you get one side. I talked to Coach Richmond at Princeton about this Wednesday. He wasn't too happy with the result on Monday, but there's another side to it, too. Your victory over Princeton a week ago, Coach, it was a big one for your girls.
It definitely was. I can definitely see why probably he wasn't super excited. You know, when you start off in the first and Mercer allows four runs on two outs with two big errors, you get a sense of confidence early on, and we were just super happy the girls didn't roll over and die and put up a fight.
You won it, as I understand, what you scored a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh and won it, right?
Yes.
I mean, how much momentum does that give your team, to especially beat a team that is so significant as Princeton?
You know, it was definitely a good moment for the girls. Prior to the Princeton game, we were also at the East Harrison tournament, and we played North Harrison. We were going into the seventh. We were down that game as well and scored three in the seventh to win by one also. So it just kind of seemed like that seemed to be our fate for the week, to find ourselves in a position where we had to battle back late in the game. And so Princeton was the same situation. So the girls just they kept their heads together. They offensively stayed aggressive at the bats and just found themselves with some really, really good moments and some good hits that created some momentum and was able to pull out a win.
Are you getting the sense here, Coach, your team is on a nice winning streak? You haven't lost since your season opener against Putnam County. Do you kind of get that sense that the girls are just developing that self-confidence of, even if they run into a couple of rough spots, they're going to find a way to get in the win column by the end of the night?
They really are. They're mentally in a really good place right now, and you know, you hate to say anything to jinx them or anything, but you know, even going into the Princeton game, we just could sense, even as coaches, you know, and players, we were having those conversations, and you know, years prior and even this summer, you know, the girls would develop a little bit of nerves and you know, just kind of that mental game where they knew they were playing a rival and playing Princeton, and all day that day they there was absolutely no conversation about who they were playing or what they were playing. It was just a matter of, hey, it's game day and we have a game. So it was the first time in a handful of years where the girls' mental game was just in terms of, you know, this is what we do. We go out, we put the ball in play, we make plays, and you know, it doesn't really matter who we're playing. Just, you know, do your best and come out with a win.
You whacked the ball all over the field against Tri-County. You won that one 18-3 on Tuesday. The score at East Harrison wasn't nearly as impressive on Thursday with a 10-6 victory. Was it one of those games where, you know, the girls probably would be the first to admit, hey, we didn't play our best, but we found a way to win?
We really did. We had that conversation at the end of the game where we did it. Even as coaches, we were just like, you know, I don't really know how to share with you in terms of, like, there wasn't a whole lot of feedback in terms of defensive errors, and there wasn't a whole lot to just say in offensively. I mean, it was just, it wasn't an ugly game, but it definitely wasn't pretty. It just, I mean, they pulled out a win, but that just, it was one of those games where they were offensively aggressive and they were putting the ball in play. They just couldn't get a good piece of the ball, and they were finding themselves with hits that were either just right to someone, popping out, just not getting a really great piece of the ball. You know, Mackenzie Hagen, she does a really, really great job on the mound, and, you know, we were just kind of having an evening where, you know, for the first time in several games where she was just kind of struggling to hit her spots, and it was just one of those games where you couldn't really catch the momentum, but East Harrison did a great job offensively, so it didn't really matter where they were at in the lineup. They were looking to hit and put it in play, and they just found themselves in some positions to find some holes. So not really a whole lot of defensive errors. They just got lucky with a couple of defensive hole or offensive holes at the bat.
So you were telling me earlier you have a game tonight. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit with Albany. You got Grundy at your place tomorrow. Then you're at Gilman City on Thursday. And I think I remember you saying that the rain out from Saturday is going to be made up later this week.
Yes, and we'll be back at East Harrison against Winston for the championship game for that tournament on Wednesday at 6 p.m.
So you got four straight nights playing ball.
We do. We have a busy week ahead of us.
Let's talk about the Albany game. That one intrigues me because I know Albany, record-wise, kind of up, kind of down. They probably, I haven't checked to make sure, but they probably have more losses than wins, I'd be guessing. But they've played a lot of tough people, and they've been competitive in a lot of these games. So I'm sure you see the same thing as Albany's going to test Mercer, I think, pretty good tonight.
I think they are. I think it's really a good game for us right now. We're excited about seeing someone just outside of our conference and testing some competition outside of the conference. We've definitely been watching Albany and kind of watching some of the teams that they have played compared to the teams that we have played. That's just something Justin and I kind of do. We don't really spend a whole lot of time, you know, where the girls need to break down that information. We just make sure the girls stay in the same mindset that they're in and know that no matter who you're playing, the game doesn't change, the game stays the same. And just right now they're in a really good place offensively, and so come out and play their game and hit a ball and put some runs on the board early and create some momentum.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. It might have some rain by the middle of the week as far as that goes, as far as playing outdoor sports. So we'll wait and see how it goes, but Mercer's going to be very busy. Coach, congrats on the unbeaten week. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.